അജ്ഞാനേ തിമിരാന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. ഗുരുർബ്രഹ്മാ ഗുരുർവിഷ്ണു ഗുരുർദേവോ മഹേശ്വരാ ഗുരുർസാക്ഷാത് പരം ബ്രഹ്മ തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരവേ നമഃ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. നമസ്തേ ആൻഡ് ഹരി ഓം. Chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita is entitled Vibhuti Yoga, the Yoga of Supreme Manifestation. It contains 42 verses that reveal Brahman as the source of the manifest world. Lord Krishna provides splendid discourses of his manifestation in the beings and objects of the universe. Furthermore, acharyas say that the essence of the teachings in the Bhagavad Gita appears in this chapter. It is captured in just 4 verses, simply referred to as Chaturshloki Gita. In the previous chapter, we see the Lord's concluding verse, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mam evaishasi yuktevam atmanam matparayana. Fix your mind on me, be devoted to me, adore me and make obeisance to me. Thus uniting yourself to me and entirely depending on me, you shall come to me. This chapter is an elaboration on how and why one can and should do so, and the auspicious outcome from that act. Now, addressing Arjuna as Mahabahu, the mighty armed, who is an outstanding warrior of great strength and valor, and also at this point mentally attuned to receive the sublime knowledge, Lord recognizes Arjuna's devotion and delight to learn and is further inspired to impart the secret knowledge. The first 7 verses of chapter 10 gives an idea of how everything emanates from Bhagavan and as to why every highly evolved person, even they, cannot know the origin of Brahman. Even the devas and the great rishis do not know the origin of God. Though God is birthless, he becomes immanent on earth and provides magnificent manifestation of his glory. Devas and the great rishis are born from him who is the creator as well as the director of their intellect. Man cannot understand and know God without his grace. Earlier in chapter 7, the Lord says that among thousands of men, scarcely one strives for perfection, and of those who strive and succeed, scarcely one knows me in essence. Mahavishnu first created Brahma from his own mind force. The 7 immortal rishis were born of the same mind force of Brahma the creator. These rishis were known as Saptarishis, 7 great seers. They are usually referred to as Bhrigu, Angiras, Atri, Vivaswan, Bharadvaja, Vishwamitra and Vasishta. These sages are said to personify the 7 planes of consciousness, which are ego, intellect and the 5 sensory organs evolved from the sattva guna of a specific great element. Ishvara as the supreme Brahman extends as saguna Brahman with attributes and form, splitting into 2 as supreme soul and Mahat Brahma, which is another name for Prakriti. This Mahat Brahman is enlivened due to the proximity with Ishvara. The equilibrium of Prakriti is upset, and the outcome is the formation of the total intellect, which in turn forms the ego. The ego projects 5 great elements or panchabhutas with their specific qualities. The yogi comprehends God while coming into intimate contact with the self during deep meditation and understands that Brahman is the imperishable substratum for the perishable universe. Krishna is the Lord of all worlds, Sarvaloka Maheshwara, to be understood firstly as Lord of the 3 worlds, heaven, earth and hell. Secondly, as Lord of the 3 states of awareness, waking, dreamy sleep and sound sleep. And thirdly, Atma, as the Lord of all experiences at the physical, mental and intellectual states. Knowing God is being in spiritual awareness of the Supreme Brahman in his transcendental state, is unborn and has no beginning. Sages and saints have the power to sense the divinity in an avatar. He who understands this is not deluded and is liberated of all sins. God is present in all the divine qualities that are present in man. These qualities are mentioned in verses 4 and 5, that is buddhi, knowledge, non-delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, self-control, peace of mind, pain of birth and death, fear and fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, contentment, austerity, charity, fame and disrepute. These diverse feelings of all creatures emanate from the Lord Himself. After creating the 7 great rishis, Brahma created the 4 kumaras, who are also called the ancient 4, the virgin boys named Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana and Sanat Kumara. They personify the mind, the intellect, ego and chitta, the internal instruments found in all human beings. The 14 Manus were also created by the mind force of Brahma. They are said to be orderly administrators of the entire creation. They are responsible for the functions that take place in the cosmos with regular precision, with their minds always directed towards God. The 7 rishis and the 4 kumaras together are the personification of the 7 planes of consciousness from macrocosmic level and the consciousness of the individual within man at microcosmic level. At the macrocosmic level, the cause of the projection of the universe is due to the great Mahat Prakriti, from whom the divine ego is formed. From the divine ego arise the Panchabhutas, the 5 great elements, namely earth, water, fire, air and space, along with their specific gunas or qualities. From this, we can deduce that the 7 immortal sages, the 4 ancient kumaras and the manus form the ancestors of the living beings of this universe. The 7 planes of consciousness and the antakarna, that is the mind, intellect, chitta and ego, form the prakriti or material cause of the universe, while the Supreme Lord or Purusha is the essential cause for creation of the universe. At the microcosmic level, life gives man or all beings the urge to express and create from the antakarna with constant desire coming from thoughts towards the desired objects. Parameshwara lives as the Supreme Lord in all beings as the self. He is the indweller and silent witness in every being and accompanies every conditioned soul or jivatma, as we know from the earlier chapter, when he says, I am the supreme goal, supporter, lord, witness, abode, refuge, friend, origin and aim and end, the resting place and the imperishable seed. Verse 7 explains why man should understand the workings of the cosmic mind and the individual mind. Lord says, he who knows the glory of the manifold manifestations of my being, the macrocosmic, and my power of yoga, microcosmic, he will get well established in unfaltering yoga without doubt. Acharya's quote, the verses 8 to 11 herein as Chatur Shloki Gita, forming the crux or essence of knowledge in a nutshell, as to how a devoted seeker can reach the highest state of spiritual evolution. In verse 8, Bhagavan says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the origin of all. From me, the whole creation proceeds. Knowing this, the wise worship me endowed with devotion. The wise know that Krishna is the origin of both the material and spiritual world, and so he is endowed with unshakable yoga through devotional service to the Lord, as he understands the Lord from study of the scriptures, teachings of his spiritual guru, applying this knowledge in his day-to-day life, experiencing the divine within at all times, and cognizing the manifold manifestations of God in all things. Knowing the difference between the cosmic intellect and the individual mind, the wise one is able to turn his mind inwards, away from the mundane objects of the world. Man's love and devotion for God is measured by the ability and degree to which he can identify himself with the Supreme Being. In verse 9, Bhagavan says, Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. With the mind fixed on me, constant awareness of the self is called machitta. When all the sensory organs is used to be absorbed and engaged in the self during the lifespan of the devotee, it is called madgata prana. Those who contemplate, adore and worship the Lord gain strength, gain knowledge, achieve success, spiritual progress, and get established in yogic practices. Such people are always very contented with inner peace. A true devotee experiences the infinite truth and is always happy to speak and hear about the leelas of the Lord through association with other devotees, participating in holy discourses, bhajans and satsang. In verse 10, Bhagavan says, Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam datami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayanantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give that yoga of understanding by which they come unto me. Buddhi yoga means devotion to right knowledge, yoga of discrimination, grace of God, constant and persistent devotion only to God, and it also means jnana yoga. Buddhi yoga is the devotion of the mind by which the disciple gains the wisdom which sees the one in all forms which change and pass. And what is the outcome? Bhagavan finally says, Tesham evanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha. Nasayamyatma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their inner hearts, dispel the darkness born of ignorance by the shining lamp of wisdom. In the earlier verse, Bhagavan gives Buddhi Yoga, the union with self, by intellect. Herein, the Lord composes the devotee's mind through compassion. Thus, he prepares the seeker's head and heart spiritually to let his inner light of consciousness shine forth. His ignorance vanishes upon self-realization. The prayer, Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityoma Amritamgamaya, meaning, lead us from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. This prayer is answered through self-realization, filling one with complete peace and contentment at all times. For one who is blessed like this, nothing is impossible. Then we see a very humble Arjuna, choked with emotion, expressing his prayers and adoration through the 7 verses from 12 to 18. Arjuna says, You are the Supreme Brahm, highest abode, because you are eternal, divine, all-pervading. You were there even before gods. You are unborn and omnipresent. All rishis, maharshis, Vyasji, celestial sage Naradji say so. You yourself have expressed your power. Whatever you say, I hold it true. Gods and demons can't fathom your prayer, your power. Then how can I, having little knowledge, know? O God of gods, God of all beings, Lord of the universe, best of all things, only you know yourself. Nobody is powerful enough to know you, O Lord. You are the only one who is capable of setting forth in all details about your glories. How and in how many ways should I meditate on you, O Lord? Please tell in detail about all your divine manifestations, because I am not satiated by your nectar-like speech. Listening to Arjuna's beautiful prayer, Bhagavan was very pleased and started saying that there is no end to my divine glories, but I will tell you about some important ones. So from verse 19 onwards, Bhagavan enumerates about 72 of his divine glories. First of all, he said, I am in all beings in the form of self. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. I am Vishnu among the 12 Adityas, that is, among the 12 suns. I am the sun with brilliant rays. That is why it is very holy to offer water to the sun god. The Surya Namaskar or Surya Salutation Yoga is the main yoga. Then Bhagavan says, I am Marichi among Vayu's gods, and among all planets I am the moon. Bhagavan Shankar is pleased with water, and the sun is gratified with salutations. But Bal Krishna likes to be decorated. No measure of decoration of Bal Krishna is fascinating enough. Ladies like to please the moon by offering milk on Karva Chauth. Among Vedas, I am Samaveda. Samaveda is a science about music. I am Indra among gods. I am the mind among all senses. You can calm senses by controlling the mind. This is why Bhagwan has given again and again. Bhagwan has said, he has demanded our mind. Once the mind gets attached to Bhagwan, then the senses shall become pure and work for Bhagwan, and thus get rid of worldly attachment. Senses will work for Bhagwan by being divine. You will escape attachment. The mind is divine glory. Some people say that the mind is blind. It is a fact. It is in fact Bhagwan's form. But we are the ones who make it blind. The mind can bind you or free you. This way, one should apply one's mind to Bhagwan as much as possible. Among 18 Rudras, I am Shankar. I am Kubera, Lord of Wealth among Yakshas. We invite fire for sacrifice because fire is Bhagwan's form. The body is cremated in fire. Married couples, while walking around the fire during wedding ceremonies, make a commitment to each other as husband and wife. Because fire is Bhagwan's form. I am Sumeru among mountains. Among priests, I am the main, Brihaspati. Brihaspati, Jupiter, is God's guru. What is there to ask more if Jupiter is in the center of the horoscope? One astrologer said, what can the other planets do if there is Jupiter in the center? Meaning, other planets can't do any harm. Jupiter is a golden colored planet in the sky. I am Kartikeya among the heads of armies. Kartikeya is the son of Bhagwan Shankar and Parvati. The sea is my form. Of the great rishis, I am Bhriguji. Omkar is my form. Among yajnas, I am Jabayajna, or recitation is my form. Because recitation can be done anywhere, in the car, office, woods. It is okay if you don't have beads. You have beads in the form of hands and fingers. You can count on your fingers. Mental recitation can be done anywhere. Bhagwan says, among the immovables, I am Himalaya. Among trees, I am Ashwatha. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Durga and Lakshmi have their abode in Ashwatha. Among divine rishis, I am Narad. People say backbiters are Narad. It is a sin to say so because Bhagwan has said that Narad is his form. Naradji would induce the sinners to commit more sins so as to bring their end nearer or to change their destiny for good. I am Chitrarata among celestial singers. I am Kapil among hermits. Uccheshava, horse, and Airavata, elephant, which Indra rides. There are two treasures that came out of churning, of the sea churning, and they are my forms. I am monarch among men. That's why kings are worshipped. Everybody obeys the king. I am Vajra among weapons. Kamadenu among cows is my form. I am Vasuki among serpents. Among Nagas, I am Sheshnag, of which Lakshman and Balramji are avatars during the Treta and Dwapara Yuga. Of water deities, I am Varun. I am Aryama among ancestors. I am Lord of Death among controllers. I am Prahlad among Daityas or demons. Bhagwan took Narasingh avatar to protect Prahlad. Among calculators, time is my form. I am lion among animals. I am Garuda or the eagle among birds. Garuda is Vishnu's vehicle. Air is my form among purifiers. I am Ram among those who wield weapons. I am alligator among fishes. Ganges among rivers. Ganges is supposed to be nectar because it originated from Bhagwan's feet. That's why it is very holy. The Ganges water is very important during births, deaths, weddings, yajnas, worshipping, etc. Ganges water, kept in a bottle for years, wouldn't get defiled. It has some sort of gold which dissolves things. That's why a dead body's bones are cast in it. Our Guruji gave us the method of making plenty of Ganges water from a drop of Ganges water. Put one or two drops of Ganges water in an empty bucket and then fill it with water. The whole bucket is now Ganges water. Self-knowledge, spiritual knowledge is me. Adhyatma Vidya, Vidyanam, says Bhagavan. And I am A among letters. No word is made without A. Babies pronounce A just after birth. I am death. That annihilates everybody. That's why we should not be afraid of death. Of the feminine qualities, I am fame. Lakshmi, Saraswati, memory, intellect, patience and forgiveness. Gayatri in verses is my form, by reciting which intellect gets sharpened. I am Margashesha among months, when pious activities are observed. I am Krishna, Vasudev's son, in Vrishni dynasty. I am Arjun among Pandavas. I am Vyasji among sages. Finally, Bhagavan says, among secrets, I am silence. And among how long? And then he says, in the concluding verses from 39 to 42, Bhagavan says, Arjuna, I am even that which is the seed of all beings. For there is no creature, animate or inanimate, which exists without me. There is no end to my divine manifestations. There is only a brief description. This is only a brief description by me of the extent of my powers. Whatever being is endowed with glory, brilliance and power, know that to be the manifestation of a spark of my splendor. But of what gain is this detailed knowledge, O Arjuna? I stand holding this entire universe by a single fragment of myself. So, one will benefit just by surrendering to Him, as we can see. As devotees, we are blessed with so much to contemplate upon in silence and follow the path which is actually a lifelong pilgrimage to nowhere but to our own center within. May Bhagavan's grace and blessings be apparent to one and all. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Gurudev, Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.